Seriously, I thought being out of town meant you weren't going to nag at me.
Hi mom, what's up? I don't know, he's in his room, probably playing video games or whatever he does. I wash dishes and now I'm watching TV. Yeah, he had dinner. Been pretty quiet, so I think he misses you. Nightly milking, what's that? I was never told anything about a nightly milking. Oh, what a surprise! You just conveniently forgot to explain this to me until you were out of town. Here we go. What? You can be serious, Mom. Masturbating? Yeah, no, that is not happening. I am not milking him. What? Why? Well, I don't know. Maybe because he's my brother? You can seriously expect me to jerk off my brother every night while we're out of town? I don't care if he needs it, he's like 19. He can do it himself if he really needs it that bad. Doesn't every guy jack off anyway? Why do I have to do it for him? Look, it's not happening. It doesn't matter if you do it for him every night. I'm not you, and I'm certainly not gonna jerk him off. That's bullshit. You can't just randomly tell me I have to do this after you've already left for your trip. Mom! That's BS, you're gonna ground me over this? Fine. Yes, man, fine. I'll do it, I guess. Okay, I understand. Love you too. Bye. Oh, unfucking believable. Hey! Open the door! I know you're in there. I heard you like 10 minutes ago yelling with friends. Mom told me to come in here, so I'm not leaving. You can open the door or listen to me knock all. Finally, Mom just called me. Guess what we had a talk about? We talked about your nightly little milkings, how you must get fully drained before bed or you get all rowdy and problematic. And of course, I have to do it because you're unable to do it properly yourself. Yeah, tell me about it. I don't want to do it either, but I'd rather deal with this than to have to deal with Mom when she finds out I didn't milk her precious little boy. So can we do this, please? Just pull down your pants, whatever. Ugh, this is literally so disgusting. I can't believe Mom is making me do this. What? Seriously? No, you can't sit on my lap. What are you, five? I don't care what Mom lets you do. I'm not a mom, so I'm not sitting in my lap. Just stand there, whatever, and pull down your pants so we can get this over with. Of course, here I was thinking maybe you'd make this just a tad tolerable by having a massive cock or something. But no, definitely not. I mean, it's not tiny per se, but the ones on the guys I've been with are usually bigger than that. And why are you rock hard? That better be just your body reflex, because if you're getting a boner from me, yuck! Ugh! Anyway, what's next? How does Mom usually do this? Lube, of course, only the best for a perfect little boy. Fine. This is actually so fucking weird. Like, Mom is really making me jerk you off. Surely you won't last long. All I gotta do is just take you off. Not gonna even think about it. I always knew she cuddled you too much. She'd always wake you up, give you kisses, pick out your clothes, which I guess isn't really that weird. But then I'd see her doing other stuff. Some nights I'd see her walking out of your room at like 2 o'clock in the morning. She'd walk to the sink, wash her hands, and when I would ask her about it, she was give me some bullshit excuse like, "Oh, your brother spilled some water. Don't worry about it." And the moans. I really thought you were just watching porn like all guys do, so I didn't give it a second thought. But now that I think about it, Mom was probably in there with you doing who knows what. That one time on your birthday, I couldn't find her anywhere in the house. Then I was making my way upstairs. I saw her coming out of your room and she was messy. I'd never seen her like that, hair all frizzy, lipstick smeared everywhere. She tried avoiding me, giving me that bullshit excuse she always did, but I saw it. There was a condom wrapper in her pocket. I tried to dismiss it, but no, it all makes sense. You had sex for your birthday with a mom. Fucking crazy. How long have you two been doing that these milkings? Wow. You know, it always baffled me that you didn't have a girlfriend. You're honestly pretty handsome, really smart, pretty kind. But why would you look for a girlfriend when your mom is giving you everything you need? I'm not really sure getting handjobs and having sex with your mom is really a chick magnet anyways. That would be a really awkward conversation to have. And speaking of friends, I wonder what yours would think if they found out about all the naughty stuff you get up to. How you need to get milked every night before bed so that you don't act out like a little brat. And by your mother, no less. And now, seeing that your sister is joining on the fun too, I don't think they would approve. Can you maybe not make those noises right in my ear? You sound like a girl squealing and whining. Talk like an actual person if you want something. Once again, I'm not mom, I don't care if she likes it. I'm only doing this because she told me to, or else I'd get grounded. And I really would like not to get grounded, especially when I'm trying to finish Gossip Girl. Whatever, just stop doing it in my ear. If you want to make those girly moans, make them quietly. Or maybe try some manier noises so that it doesn't sound like I'm jerking off a squeaky toy. Well, I usually do enjoy jerking guys off, guys that are not my brother, guys that are typically are much more endowed, guys that I'm dating. Look, I know you're not up to speed on sex stuff, so let me explain something to you. This is not normal. Most moms don't do this with their sons. I'm sure mom's already given you the chat. Oh baby, we have such a unique relationship, you can't tell anyone, blah blah blah. I don't care. What the two of you do is your own business, and trust me, I try to stay out of it. But dragging me into this shitty, really, really shitty mess. Ugh. And the fact that she waited until she was out of town to explain that shit to me. Like, she could have at least told me in advance, like, this was gonna need to be done. I could have, like, prepped or something, if you can even prep for this. Ugh. Are you close yet? It would be really awesome if you could just finish this up so I can go back to watching TV. Mom said it'd only take 2 minutes and it's been a while. So come on, please. What do you mean? What other stimulation does she give you? No, that's not happening. There is absolutely zero way I'm gonna blow you, not a fucking chance. And this whole thing is already pushing it. I don't care how long it takes. I'm not gonna blow you. I'll sit here all night and jerk you off, but you're not getting blown by me. Mom can do that if she wants, but not me, hell no. But fuck, it's almost 10, I'm gonna miss my episode. Oh, fuck. This is just such bullshit, dude. Damn it. Okay, look. I will blow you, but this better be quick. I'm not gonna sit here and suck your cock for an hour. You have 2 minutes, and if you don't come, it's over. And you better tell me when you're close, okay? I swear, if you don't tell me you're close and come in my mouth... Oh, I can't believe I'm doing this. And to be clear, I will moan, but not because I'm enjoying it. God knows I don't. Oh, this is so disgusting. It's to make this over faster, okay? Oh, let's go. Mm. I swear, you better not tell anyone about this, but if this ever got out, you'd be in so much trouble. Oh well, I'd beat your ass first, but then you'd be in so much trouble. Get your hand off my head right now, you're pushing your luck, this is more than you deserve, just hurry up, please. Well, is that pre-cum? Finally, please tell me you're almost there. What the fuck? Ugh. I fucking told you to tell me when you were close, you dickhead. You just came in my mouth. Ugh, so disgusting. You probably did that on purpose, didn't you, asshole? Clean yourself up. Come on. No, I'm not helping. Ah, what the fuck? I specifically told you to tell me when you were close that you wouldn't come in my mouth. And what did you do? You told me you weren't close and came in my mouth anyway. So you can clean yourself up and this room better be spotless or I'm telling mom your room is a mess. I'm gonna go wash my mouth with like bleach. Don't talk to me for the rest of the night. Ugh.